Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Curtis Danberg, Guardians VP of Communications, joining us. Hi.
Hi, happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And happy baby news for Jonathan.
We got a lot of life going on the show right now. And it's funny, I'm only a little bitter that they could have scheduled this beautiful baby to be born today. And selfishly, they put it a day before my birthday. I mean, what are we thinking about here, right? If we had been birthday buddies, we would have been best friends for like maybe I'd pay for a college. That's not happening. I can't do that for my own kids. But I would think about it. I would think about offering it, and then Vanessa would tell me no. Yeah,
simple as that.
So, congrats. This is awesome. Like, this stretch of baseball has to be so thrilling for you guys who have lived through the ups and downs of what has been, at points, a beautiful season, and at points, what felt like the never-ending season.
Yeah, and I think the peaks and valleys have been probably the most dramatic I've seen in my tenure with the organization. And to see the, you know, you go through the 10 straight losses, and then 9 of 10 losses, and then now a 10-game winning streak. It's fun to be seeing coming out of this. And, hey, who knows how it's going to play out. Hopefully it's going to end. But this is a historical run that we're experiencing right now, and hopefully we can finish it off.
So you just said something that I think is so interesting. Is I've been trying to think of what other season has this kind of, whether it's the stuff with the two pitchers, whether it's just where the offense has been sputtering, and then, I mean, had a month where they were the best offense in baseball, and then the rotation, and then this injury, and then the bullpen. And I honestly couldn't think of a time, and which is wild because we've had so many different types of seasons, but never something that's presented itself like here, where it's like September goes and all of a sudden your team goes and just, I mean, they're on fire. Like, cannot be beat.
I had that conversation last homestand with Tom Hamilton. He couldn't come up with one. Like, it's been so drastic how the pendulum has swung. But I'm glad it's swinging right now in our favor.
Yep.
And, hey, these six games are huge. You can't ask for much more than this. It's a beautiful night. We're seeing tickets spike in. Hopefully we can get over 30,000. We were at 17,000 just a week ago. So we're seeing a good swing, seeing the support. As voters said on Sunday, we need that fan support. It makes such a big difference on the field.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the fan response. You know, this is the best time. If you're a baseball fan, yes, this is the best week of the year.
These are playoffs.
You're in playoff mode right now. These are playoff games for you guys. And this is all you can ask for as a fan is you're the last week of the season. Your team can still win the division. You're right there. And
you're home.
Yeah. So it's good to hear that you guys are getting positive response from fans, and hopefully the ballpark's packed the next three nights.
Yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed through the weekend. And the Rangers come, and you know they're still in it for the wild card. And so, again, it's lined up to be hopefully a great week, but we have to take care of business and see how things fall out.
I want to know how much is still left in the tank. I mean, all this energy you guys have expended to get to this point, and you know, Detroit, right? I mean, you guys take the series. You basically control your destiny. So that's my number one question: is do they have enough to get to the finish line to to get to the postseason.
What has helped this run has been the starting pitching and going to the six-man rotation.
Yeah.
Kind of has been a game changer for us. So hopefully we have juice because we've given an extra day here at the end of the season. So we'll see how it play out. On the flip sides, they're moving Scooble up to face us in the first game tonight against Gavin. So
tells you what they think of you.
Well, I think it also tells you they know that they need this one.
Yes.
We were saying that earlier where it's like, I think it's about as much of a must win as it can be for the Guardians without being a must win. Whereas for the Tigers, if Scooble doesn't give you the win, there is no reason you should think that if your ace can't best this team, that the rest of their rotation can best the rest of your rotation.
Yeah, it sets the tone.
Yeah.
Sets the tone for the rest of the week, sets the tone for the series. So big game tonight.
So I am curious. So for me, I'm not a checkout guy when it comes to baseball. That's just not, it's not how my fandom works. You can be 30 games below 500, 30 games above 500, and you're going to be on my TV. That's kind of the way my fandom has always worked. But when it came to thinking about the playoffs, there's difference between the aspirations I had about 17 games ago where I was like, well, they're not out of it. They're sneakily in the wild card picture to really that credible hope that we talk about. Where was the moment where you like really started to like, oh, wait now. Not only are we in this, but we are in this. Because for me, it was about, of the 17 games, it was probably 10 games in where I just hit that mode of I went from I really love baseball to, oh, my gosh, they might do this.
I think we started the month with having our postseason planning meetings and thinking wild card, but we were kind of just going through the motions. We need to do this. And then the next meeting was like, oh, okay, we're inching closer. And then, you know, as this speeds up, it's like, oh my gosh, like we're not just talking about the wild card, but the division's in our sight. So there is no question that after we swept Detroit last week, it's like, it's on, especially knowing with them coming into town this week. So
that was the moment for me. When you guys swept the Tigers, I was like, yeah, this is real. Had that not happened, it's like, okay, great run, great way to end the season. Yeah, and beating Scooble. It's like, you know, hey, great run, way to end the season on a positive, really turn what was setting up to be a disappointing year into a, you know, feel good. And now all of a sudden, here you are, you can basically win the division this week. 15 and a half back. This is
historical. Yeah, never been done before.
Amazing Mets. I mean, that's what comes to my mind.
Nobody's been down and won the division being down 15 and a half. In the history.
Where does it, I mean, I know, like, I have stock answers. As somebody who's watched John Hart go to Shapiro, to Antonetti, to Chernetti, as I call them, like, that to me is such a bedrock of what you do. But, like when we start to divvy out how this has been possible, I didn't think you could have a better managerial job for Stephen Vogt than year one. And here we are. Like, I feel like if you win the division and he doesn't win manager of the year, I think something actually is wrong with the way the voting process. Just what is, I guess maybe just kind of give us a little bit of an insight to you about the moments that, whether it's vote or whether it's the team, like, what have you seen as this team has kind of remade itself seven times over this year?
I mean, it's perseverance. But I mean, last year, it was a magical run. Like everything went our way. But for first year manager to have the year we had, and he deserved winning manager of the year. But the trials and tribulations of this season and what we've been through, we don't need to go through everything. But we know that we've had player movement, we've had injuries, we've had the highs and lows, as we talked about. So his leadership at the, you know, keeping it day to day and getting us through this, it's been impressive.
I consider him, or view him, I should say, Curtis, is a young version of Terry Francona. He talked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Looks like Tito does. Maybe not as many fun stories because Tito's been around longer, but he talks like Tito. He seems to have the pulse of the clubhouse the way Tito did. He doesn't ride the roller coaster when it's so easy. I mean, obviously, we in the media, we ride the roller coaster. It's part of what we do. But his message, his emotions, whether you are losing 10 in a row or have won 10 in a row, he's the same guy every day. And how do you guys do it? I mean, how did you find that he was? Because the impression I got is you didn't want to deviate too much from like what Tito had established here, but you wanted to maintain the culture that Tito had established here. So how did you guys come up with Stephen Vogt?
Yeah, and I think you have to ask that question to Chris and Mike and Matt Foreman, who went through that process. And I thought one of his comments was really cool. He's like, I'm not renovating, building onto the house. I'm just maybe, changing the paint colors and rooms and things like that. And because the foundation was there. He's just, built on that and, put his own spin on it. And there's a story that Zach Meisel just wrote, which kind of, goes behind the curtain of, he had to send down Allard early in the year when everything went down with Luis Ortiz. And he talked about, he went in his room and like visibly was emotional for 30 minutes. But that shows who he is as a person and the humility and the leader that he is, of how much that hurt him. It's, kid just pitches, butt off and we have to send him down. But that's baseball. And
yeah.
But it shows why the players want to play for him, just like the players wanted to play for Tito.
Curtis Danberg here, Guardians VP of Communications. Still tickets available, ClevelandGuardians.com. If you want to go ahead and pick up some tickets here, again, huge series against Detroit.
One quick thing, if I can add.
Yes.
You have until first pitch tonight, and fees are free for the entire homestand.
Oh, now that is a win. That is a very big win.
No fees, but you have to make your purchase either for tonight or for any game this homestand by first pitch tonight.
Excellent stuff there. So
just to add that.
I will say the one thing I notice, the difference that I see between Tito and Stephen Vogt is, and I think it's been an adjustment for some Guardians fans, is Tito was very, I don't want to say he was conservative with a lot of his moves, but he was a little bit more laid back, whereas I feel like Stephen gets in there, and he's like, I'll do a double substitution in the sixth inning. and I actually, what's funny is, I always put that, like when Guardians fans had criticism, Tito's not active enough. I said, that's a preference. That like, do you manage a clubhouse? Do you win more than you lose? Like, do you do the right things? Does the team respond when you make moves? I will say, being on the other side of it, there are, because I've seen the uptick in criticism of, well, he did this and that. It's like, wait. But do you agree though? Do you see that difference between the two? Because I love Stephen Vogt's aggressiveness because that's how I think I would manage if I was a manager, or most fans would want to maybe take that game into your hands.
I think aggressive is a good word to use. And I think we saw that last year with the approach with the bat and taking more gambles early in counts and things like that. And that started with, Stephen's leadership and approach.
Bo Naylor's hitting baseballs again.
Yeah.
That's a slight understatement there.
Yeah.
And I think he made a comment. He's like, and even Steven says he's put in the work all year. Like he's been trying so hard, and he finally said, hey, I've done the work. Let's just go out there and play. And for some reason that light bulb has popped on, and he's hitting, what does he have, 10 plus RBIs in the last few games. So it's been fun to see.
You guys win the division. Hosey's got to be in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. I've seen stories today. I mean, it's all about you know, the top dogs. It's, I think it's hard for Jose. He'll be in that third, fourth place as he normally is, but he deserves to be right up there.
So I did want to get your perspective on this and just the idea of, I was thinking about this earlier, like it's funny how Cleveland in general figures out, well, this is our rival and this is our rival. And yet we sit here and like we were talking about Detroit with my buddies, my cabin boys, and I got like two bleep Jim Leland texts where, because it was like they remember this move that Jim Leland made or this thing that Jim said in 2000 and like, no, no, I think it was 2007 when he said it. And I was like, oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I like that guy as a manager, but screw him. I like, for you guys, we always talk about the rivalries of the Guardians. I think it's the Tigers are the ones that I consider the biggest rival. I don't know how you guys feel about it.
I agree. Because especially recent years, and you had that era when we were playing well, Miguel Cabrera would come in here and hit a homer every time to give the Tigers a win. So I'd agree with that.
This feels like the opposite, by the way. I'm so glad you said Miguel Cabrera, because forever you'd be like, why?
Now it's Hosey.
Well, yeah, it's exactly.
His numbers against Detroit are unbelievable.
The whole team.
Yeah,
is just like, you can tell that they are in some ways in the Tigers' dome. I fought that when our buddy John Fanta said it last week. I just fought it because I was like, we can't say that out loud because it might go somewhere. But he's 100% right. It is. I mean, there is a we're in their dome, which is so nice to be after the way Miguel Cabrera did that for roughly 15 to 16 years.
Well, I feel like your rivals have evolved. Like in the 90s when you guys were just dominating the division, the Royals were always in last place. But Sweeney was always hitting home runs to beat the Indians. Like, it just defied logic. Then it became the Twins. All the beanball brawls between the two teams, and now it seems to have morphed into the Tigers, and we really don't care about Chicago. It doesn't need to morph into Chicago.
I don't think Jerry Reinsdorf cares about Chicago, let alone whether we should care. All right, one more time for people. Fee-free. Run it by us one more time.
Yeah, so go to CLEGuardians.com or the MLB Ballpark app. Purchase tickets for any game, the final six games. You have to do it by 6:40, first pitch tonight, and there are no fees to your purchase. And then another plug for Saturday, Fan Appreciation Night. We've got fireworks, dollar dogs, $2 pregame beers in the district. It was a way to celebrate the fans and hopefully celebrate a victory that night, too.
I don't just thank you for those delicious dogs that you brought in. I thank you for stopping by. We're so excited for this stretch run. I cannot wait. I'm not going to jinx them. I almost said something. I'm not going to do it. I can't wait for the outcome of tonight's game, which I feel reasonably confident about. And thank you for stopping by, bud.
Hey, thanks for having me. And go Guards.
Go Guards.
See what happens here.
Let's see. Guards ball. All right. Curtis Danberg, Guardians VP of Communications, here in studio with us. We'll react to what Curtis had to say and talk about where Detroit fits in the Cleveland sports rivalry landscape in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.